Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. The Customer Service Operations and Safety Committee meeting will now come to order. Committee meeting will now come to order. The first order of business, Mr. Cato.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Michael Brad will make the presentation concerning the employee memorial, and it's a very short presentation.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see you. The purpose of my presentation is to obtain board approval of the designs for the Metro employee memorials. It's a bit of background. The board approved $50,000 from the operating budget to erect two memorials, one at a station and one at a transfer station, and one at the Common Turner facility. The board specifically directed Art and Transit and the memorial committee to develop the designs and present them to you, and that's what we're doing today. Next slide. Some particulars of the design that we've come up with. We try to use a symbol that most represents WMATA, and we feel that that is the WMATA, the Metro pylons. We're using a very lush material, very dignified material. We're using polished black granite, and the polished black granite is clad over a steel substructure. The names of the following employees will be engraved, and they will have a silver tint, again, being very dignified and to properly honor those employees. At the top of the pylon, we'd have a stainless steel logo and with the traditional Metro band. Also, in keeping with the Metro basic design concepts, the pylon will be set in a granite, circular granite paver. If funds are available, we'd like to uplight the pylon. Just a detailed image. The inscription will say that the memorial is dedicated to Washington Metro Falcon Area Transit Authority employees who've lost their lives in the line of duty. The lights, should we get the funding, will be set at each plane of the memorial. Next slide, please. Again, keeping with trying to develop something that is simple, dignified, and elegant, we use the same lush material, polished black granite, with engraved letters and silver tenet. We would embed the Metro logo in the granite slab, and the edges would be beveled, and we would wall mount the piece. And again, if funds are available, we'd like to do a special lighting on the piece. Next slide. Our recommendation is that the board approve the design concepts as proposed for both Metro Center and the Common Turner facility. And should funds become available, if we can do some cost engineering, there's a possibility that we could get a third memorial out of the existing budget to install a similar version of the relief memorial, that's the slab memorial, here at the Jackson Graham Building. What we would like to do is to have these memorials in places that remind employees of the significance of what these employees have offered Metro in the line, in the service of their duties.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Yes, Mr. Zimmerman.
The lighting you were talking about, would it be set in the granite base? Pointed up at the columns.
Yes,
area.
It would be flush with the granite paver, mm-hmm. Totally recessed.
The question of the funds is one I don't really understand. How is the funding that will be determined?
My understanding, the board approved $50,000 for this and. Late 2006. And
so you're just talking about within the funds already appropriated, and you don't know at this point what it will cost to execute that which you've shown.
We're confident that we can execute the two memorials. The issue is whether or not we can light them within that approved amount.
Madam Chairman, I guess you know they won't know until they go over the rest of the ways we design. But I'd be interested in knowing, you know, if it turns out it's not sufficient to do that. I'd like to know how by how much they missed, because if it's close, we might want to look at something, because I think lighting it is a really nice idea. Yeah. I'll only say I think that it's a fine memorial, and it's appropriate to me to design the system, and I think very tasteful. But I think that the lighting feature would set it out as something that isn't just another column that people might otherwise, you know, not notice within the system. So I think that's highly desirable if it's not good, obviously terrifically inexpensive. But if they're short by a little bit, it would be a shame not to have the opportunity to, you know, review whether some funds will have to be found for that.
Madam Chair, if I may.
Madam Chair, I'd move approval of the recommendation.
Second, and I, Madam Chair, if we could just add that codicil, sure it's memorialized for Mr. Zimmerman. I think it comes back to us just to know what the delta is, because I believe all of us would like to see that illuminated.
Okay. Mr. Giancarlo?
Yeah, question. How many names would be initially on memorial?
I believe there are 20, and again, the names that you see here are totally fictitious. I just
no, I understand. I understand the sample item. And heaven forbid, we certainly don't wish any additional deaths, but if they do occur, how would you handle the expansion?
There's a considerable amount of real estate there. We'd use all four sides.
Okay.
And we can go down as low as 30 inches from the ground.
That won't ever be necessary.
Yes, I know, but yeah. We've got to think about that. All right, thank you.
Sure.
Are there any additional questions, or is there any additional discussion?
Yeah.
All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Were you trying to say something?
Yes, I did. Okay. I'm here a little earlier.
I'm sorry.
If it's okay with the board, I would like to look at this, and if the board gives me approval, that we can just move forward, because if we look at the design and you're talking about a few hundred dollars, a couple of thousand dollars, just do the lights, make it right, and move forward with it. And that delay and have to come back, just go ahead and get it done. That's what I will do if there's no problem from the board.
I'm sorry we don't actually have an estimate, because it's just how much more can it possibly cost?
I agree with you, Mr. Zimmerman.
Okay, is that your understanding? Is that your motion essentially, or do we need to?
I mean, you know, yeah. Okay. It's not something extraordinary.
Okay.
It's a small item cost.
I agree.
Okay.
The gentleman has a certain amount of discretion.
Okay. Yeah,
within some range anyway. This is well within that discretion.
Okay. Thank you.
Chairman, do we have a
meeting? Yeah, I was getting ready to do that, so I jumped out of order. Okay. I'm sorry, Ms. Hudgens, we started, and we do need to adopt the minutes of the meeting of the June 14th, 2007. Is there a motion?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Thank you for that presentation as well. And I think that's it, right? Is that it for this one? Okay.